Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes. Beef Buzzing with you today with Heather Buckmaster as we talk about the digital advertising efforts of the beef industry in just a moment.
The time to sell is now at BigIron.com.
Money that's tied up in unneeded equipment limits your ability to manage your business.
The time to sell is now at BigIron.com.
Big Iron will partner with you to sell your equipment, providing full service auction support with no freight costs and worldwide marketing designed to draw a global audience and turn your unused equipment into cash.
The time to sell is now at BigIron.com.
BigIron.com. Call 800-937-3558. Don't delay, because the time to sell is now at BigIron.com.
PharmaSure, the fast, affordable farm insurance, is there to protect families just like yours and mine. They cover family farms, country homes, barns, farm property, farm equipment, and more to fit our unique needs, all with great pricing. Learn more today at PharmaSure.com. You'll be glad you did.
Fast, affordable, that's for sure. Be sure it's PharmaSure.
We're talking today with Heather Buckmaster of the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, a few months back, we had the opportunity to talk a little bit about the startup of the digital advertising campaign, the shifting of dollars by the beef industry to put more of the resources away from some of those traditional advertising sources that you've had to reach consumers to social media, digital platforms. I know that you've actually got some of the early results in. You've actually had some feedback already from the various research components. How are things going thus far with this advertising effort at the digital level?
In the first 3 weeks of the campaign, we've had a tremendous start. We had more than 65 million positive beef impressions generated for beef. So we're thinking we're doing very well. I expect it to amplify over time as really work to find that sweet spot of the information that millennial consumer is looking for. So there's going to be some testing as we work through this process. But 65 million positive impressions for beef generated through the first 3 weeks is excellent. We also had another 9 million positive impressions created and generated during that same time period through partnership websites food partnership websites like foodnetwork.com and allrecipes.com. But what I'm really most excited about is how this has generated and pushed traffic onto our Facebook page, Beef is What's for Dinner Facebook page. We have more than 850,000 fans on Facebook. I'm hoping that we'll hit that million by the end of the year, but I may be a little bit too optimistic. But what's wonderful to see is how people are sharing their passion for beef on Facebook, and they're sharing their menu inspiration and what they had for dinner and what recipes that they like. So it's fun to see, and we love to see that passion that these beef fans have for our beef community and for beef.
Now, you know, you mentioned Beef is What's for Dinner. That's kind of the heritage tagline that the industry's had well before this particular campaign. You've used that, and that's been kind of your cornerstone to move away from, right?
Well, Beef is What's for Dinner will always be that cornerstone. It's one of the most recognizable taglines out there. But we like to kind of add to it, and so we say above all else, Beef is What's for Dinner, because at the end of the day, we're the number one food service protein. If you look at our Facebook page, we have the number one Facebook page for commodity websites. And so we think that beef is still the number one protein in the minds of consumers in America today.
Executive Director of the Oklahoma Beef Council, Heather Buckmaster, talking about some of the digital advertising efforts of the beef industry. And of course, a lot of different social media platforms being utilized by the industry to try to touch those millennials and try to get them on board with enjoying the great taste of beef. You've got the Beef Buzzer on. Neighbors, have you been thinking about how you might better drought-proof your farm and maintain or increase your profitability? Learn more about the value of cover crops and no-till farming at the No-Till in the Plains Points South bus tour the 5th through the 8th of August. Completing 9 stops along the tour, you'll hear from farmers and experts who will share what they know and have experience. Make plans to attend and register today at no-till.org or call No-Till in the Plains at 888-330-5142. 888-330-5142. That's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.